what I've got to say is it's a fantastic club, and I said that for day one. A great club, great people run about it, really is. And I've got no animosity against anybody here. The owners, players, fans especially, nothing. And the staff, really good. And it's a really good club, and I've had a great time at it. But I said that day one, I didn't want to hover around where we are. And the club had to kick on, and I think it had to kick on in the summer. It might well do, but it's going to need a little bit of help, I think. And as I said before, I've got no grievance whatsoever on any party at all.
Why the decision then? Why at this point? And why are you not prepared to wait until the summer to find out what you might have to work with?
Basically, why now? Because I think I owed it to the supporters and I owed it to the players that are here and the lads that are out of contract. You've a lot of lads out of contract. You've got three lads on loan who are trying to get their future sorted as well. Going to every game with trepidation that they don't get injured, they don't get hurt, and potentially put themselves out of the game. So I owed it to them as well. And their agents probably try to get in touch with people at the club. And I didn't want to put lads who've given me everything they've got through that situation of being uncertainty. So I had to look at that. And I think it was important for everybody, known situation, that was going to be the time. I could have done it a while back, beforehand, because I had a feeling this was going to happen. And, decide, I think, for everybody's best interest, I had to come out now. And that's why I activated it.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist, does it, to work out that this has been going on in your mind for some time. You've clearly been unhappy with the way things are behind the scenes at this football club.
It depends how you want to define the word unhappy.
You've been frustrated, haven't you, Paul, that you've not had the answers that you wanted to get?
That's probably, if you're talking about frustration, yeah. Yeah, because I want the club to do well. I want every other supporter. I want the club to do great. The players, staff, everybody wanted to do great, and with the great intentions of see what we've got this year, see what work out what players that can handle us, and what players we could get to come in, and that was always the situation. I've always said it to you: for the big summer or the big window was going to be this summer, when. The club had to make a decision of does it want to really crack on or does it want to keep doing what it's doing. If it wants to keep doing what it's doing, it's fine. But it's just no fine for me.
Was Alan Myers going on gardening leave the sort of final straw for you this week, that you felt another ally was perhaps not going to be around anymore?
No, it wasn't. I'm big enough to know, make my own decisions in football. And Alan going had no bearing on it whatsoever. And great, really nice guy, top guy. I've only known him for 5 months or so, whatever it is, but no bearing on my decision. My decision is based on purely football decision that I think it's right for everybody concerned, that people know the situation of me. And listen, as you said, it's not rocket science. People probably read into it a few months ago that things weren't quite right.
Back in November when you took the job, was it a completely different job offered to you than the reality of it?
Listen, there's things that will always remain private. And I say I don't want to get into a name calling, all those sort of things. And as I said, I've got no. I think that's one thing to stress. There's no bad feeling. There's no animosity. There's no infighting. All those sort of things that normally make you leave a club. I've got nothing but good things to say about Blackburn Rovers. Financially, nobody can point the finger at the owners for what they've done for the club. Because we've spent an awful lot of money and probably been hit by really bad situations of maybe the money not getting spent the right way. But Blackburn Rovers isn't the only club in the country to be like that. I'm pretty sure there'll be a few. But I think, as I said, for me it's important with my ambition and the way I want to do things it's time for to let everybody know.
Were you given news this week, Paul, that has brought you to this decision? Was there any chain of events this week that you thought it has to be this week? As someone from India, the gentleman Sahail Pasha, who represents the family, is back in the UK, I believe. Has a conversation with him led you to making this decision this week?
Yeah, listen, I knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when it was going to really happen, and probably just getting it kind of confirmed and everybody settled of what's going to happen. And I sat down earlier in the week, knew what was going on. I said before, it's important to, there's no bad feeling, none whatsoever. It's important, hopefully the supporters come, get behind us on Saturday and get behind us on next Saturday and hopefully get through at the end of the season by winning two games.
And in terms of your future, mm-hmm. Many people might listen to this interview and think there's a vacancy at Celtic. has Paul Lambert got anything lined up to be going on to?
No, listen, you'll probably get all that at Celtic. Listen, the only connection I've got with Celtic is I've played 8 great years there. A fantastic club, great club. And you like to think you've done your little bit to give them a hand in that time. So great moments up there. But as of this minute, I'm back to square one where I was when I left Aston Villa. I will go and start going on my cycling bike, I think, again for another few miles and see what happens. But listen, I want to go back into football. That's normal. But I think things here just weren't quite right.
When you reflect on the last few months, have the results disappointed you on the pitch as much as what's happened off it?
Oh, God, yeah, of course they do. Because when you don't win games, it always affects you. But, listen, as I said before, when you lose people at Gested, when you lose people at Cairn, and you lose people at King, and obviously Marcus goes because he's out of contract, Jordan goes because of the level of money of it, and when you lose that type of player and we don't get ones of that ilk back in, then it becomes a bit more difficult. And I think, listen, people, I was at a function the other night there, I've got the supporters award thing, and people come up and say to you, look, they've lost so many good players here, but it's no, as you said there, it's no rocket science. It's no, you lose good players. I think the secret is to get ones in to give this group a hand, and that's, I don't think that's happened.
Do you worry for this club, Paul? The direction it could go in, because there are players out of contract that, in terms of saleable assets, Jordan Rhodes was obviously the biggest one. He's already gone. If the replacement for you doesn't have funds to work with, do you see Blackburn Rovers having a bit of a struggle?
Certainly hope not. I mean, I can't speak for what's going to happen on the way going forward, or what players the new manager will want to re-sign and things like that. They've got a good group of lads, but the new manager will make his own decision who he likes and who he doesn't like. They're fear for the club. No, I certainly hope not. As I said, it's a great club. Honestly, I don't think people should be under any illusion how good it is. It just needs help. And I can't probably put it as nicely and bluntly as it needs a bit of help.
Your two assistants have both been managers in the Football League already. Do you think your replacement might already be here?
I don't think so. Alan and Rob, great time, great guys, great to work with. Lawrence back, great to work with. I knew Lawrence from obviously Norwich days. Alan and Rob, brilliant to work with. We've had a great time. And again, I thank them for coming to help me. But if you ask me, would I think they would take it? I would say no.